Tim Skubic, and it seems like every other week his blog with the Oakland Press is getting something pinned to it, and today there is a winning notification for a lottery in the UK. Congratulations, Tim.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, man. How do these people get in there? Oh, well.
But you may not know it, but you've won. You need to call 1-888-555.
Yeah, I think our phone's out of order.
Yeah, let's talk about the governor and the budget process. It seems like he's been taking a hit because the unions and the teachers and the state workers feel that they are taking on more of a brunt of helping to eliminate this budget deficit than businesses. What's your take on that?
Well, the governor sort of set this up with his statement about shared sacrifice. And once you say that you're doing shared sacrifice, you put yourself up for evaluation as to whether the sacrifice is shared. And the groups that you just delineated have concluded that there is not shared sacrifice going on in this budget. The governor disagrees. He believes that business is making a contribution to the sacrifices, and others are as well. So that's what we're fighting about right now.
Stories in today's paper talk about the way school budgets are cutting. For example, the Lance Cruz school superintendent is the assistant superintendent for New Haven schools. I saw a story last week where Dearborn, their teachers and their union got together and found health care that was a lot cheaper than what the district itself could do. So it looks like a lot of these school districts are heeding the governor's words.
Well, they're doing exactly what he wanted them to do, which was to pare back at the local level. He has said all along he's proposing to cut the schools by $470 per kid, but if they get some health care costs savings from their teachers and staffs, they can make up that money and then some. But the howling continues because some of the schools are saying, you know, uncle already, we've already made cuts. I did a gig a couple of weeks ago, and these were all the business officers for the schools, and I asked the audience, how many of you now have 20% copay for your health care? And I would say maybe 30 to 40% of the schools did and the rest did not. So the governor may be onto something there, but change is always difficult, and this one has turned out to be quite a sticky wicket.
You talk about in Scoop's blog in the Saturday edition, counting to 20, the governor has some advantages with the Republicans that are in house, but they've been going back and forth. We had one legislator on who voted against the package that he wanted for education. Just because they're Republicans, don't mean they're going to jump on his side of the boat.
No, and this is no surprise. I mean, we expected this. Actually, I think on balance, he's doing pretty good. It was a loss for the education lobby last week. They needed to find 12 Republicans to stay off of that school aid bill with a cut of about 467 bucks or something like that. They came up with 6. So they did half of the job. Now the Senate has a different version of the school aid. Their cuts are at around 340. I think it'll come down somewhere in between. But the governor's going to get his cuts to education, and the education lobby is just going to have to suck it in and do something about it.
You know, he does have some thick skin. He put it out there what he wanted to do. And even though he's not getting everything he wants, he's getting a lot when we look at the budget for education and so on.
He is racking up some victories. He is compromising. He did on the pension tax. He has not compromised on the business tax, but he knows that he can't get everything that he wants. But he is very adamant about getting this pension tax idea established in the budget. He does believe it's a fairness issue, and I think there are some people that agree with him. His problem is he's taking the money that some senior retirees are going to pay, and he's giving it to the businesses for that tax relief when there is no guarantee that that tax cut will produce one job. So there's the conundrum for him, but he's a true believer, and he is picking up some victories. And as you and I have discussed before, I think they're going to get this thing done by May 31st, barring some major, major disagreements, which they have right now, but there's plenty of time to resolve.
Will the budget get done before the end of May?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Will this governor run for a second term?
He doesn't care.
What does that mean? Do you think he'll run or no?
I think if he wants to run, he will. If he doesn't want to run, he won't. This is not the interesting thing about this guy is that every governor that you and I have covered has always filtered everything they do through the reelection prism. He doesn't have one on his desk. This is not about getting Rick Snyder reelected. This is about doing what he thinks is right, and the politics will take care of itself. So, would he like to run? Probably. If he can't, will he go home and cry? No. It's not an issue for him.
What did you think about the portrait for Governor Jennifer Granholm?
He was big. That was not an 8x10 glossy.
That's a good one-liner. You got to use that for the blog. What do you got going on for Channel 6 tonight?
Well, we've got an exclusive interview with a guy by the name of Bob King. And as you know, he's going into a very delicate time right now with contract negotiations with the Detroit Three. And we will be reporting on his attitude. He's very upbeat about it. Of course, the union workers who have been making concessions one after another over the last 5, 6, 7 years are sort of in a mood now. When they read those headlines, General Motors is making money, and everybody else is too, they're thinking, maybe we ought to get a piece of that. So we'll be discussing that, or have discussed that with Bob King, and we'll put a piece together on that as well.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, T. See ya.